Bitcoin whales absorb 19,700 BTC in 8 days as retail buyers retreat. Bitcoin's largest non-institutional wallets have been buying while the rest of the market hesitates. According to a July 28 update from Cointelegraph, whale and shark wallets accumulated nearly 19,700 BTC over the previous 8 days, a stretch in which retail dip buying activity cooled. At Bitcoin's price of $63,494 as of July 28, 2026, that accumulation is worth roughly $125 billion. The move comes with Bitcoin down 2.84% over the past 24 hours and 3.61% over the week, according to CoinMarketCap data in the same snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 34, in fear territory. Bitcoin trades close to 50% below its record high, which is the backdrop for the split behavior between large and small holders. The wallet size divergence whale and shark are on-chain cohort labels, not institutional categories. In the framing used by analytics desks, sharks typically hold between 100 and 1,000 BTC, and whales hold more than 1,000 BTC. These are large individual holders and funds tracked by wallet balance, distinct from the public companies and ETFs that report holdings on a schedule. The signal here is directional. When wallets of this size add nearly 20,000 BTC in just over a week, while smaller wallets slow their buying, it points to accumulation concentrated among holders, with more capital and, often, longer time horizons. The same-day signals showed a separate note that retail participation was falling off as prices stayed weak. Accumulation during a drawdown is not a guarantee of a bottom. Large holders can be wrong, and wallet clustering heuristics can misattribute exchange or custody wallets as single actors. Treat the 19,700 BTC figure as a measured on-chain observation, not a price forecast. This is descriptive analysis, not financial advice. Fear readings and thin retail bids. A fear and greed reading of 34 means sentiment models are weighting volatility, momentum, and survey inputs toward caution. That aligns with cooling retail activity. When the index sits in fear and prices well below highs, smaller buyers tend to wait rather than average in. The broader tape on July 28th was red across majors. Ether traded at $1,885, down 4.29% on the day. XRP was at $1.06, off 4.57%. Solana sat at $73.34, down 4.29%. Bitcoin's 2.84% daily decline was the shallowest of the group, which is part of why the whale accumulation stood out against an otherwise weak session. Reading it without the Hopium One analyst cited in the same batch of signals warned Bitcoin could fall toward $39,000 before finding a bottom, a view that sits directly against the accumulation narrative. Both can be described at once. Large wallets are buying now, and at least one analyst expects lower prices first. When the on-chain flow and the price call disagree, the honest framing is to report the disagreement rather than resolve it. For anyone spending crypto rather than trading it, sideways to down stretches like this are where custody and cost structure matter more than price calls. Holders who spend from stablecoins with a stablecoin card sidestep the volatility entirely, while those spending BTC directly are effectively selling into a weak tape at each swipe. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet also remove the counterparty risk that resurfaces whenever sentiment turns fearful and exchange balances come under scrutiny. The through line: big wallets use this week's weakness to add size, small wallets step back, and sentiment stayed cautious. Whether the whales are early or wrong will only be clear in the price data that follows.